time for the business news from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Rachel. The value of mergers and acquisitions involving Irish firms fell 38% last year, according to William Fry. Its M&A review for 2022 recorded 300 deals. That's down 2% on 2021. They had a combined value of 14.8 billion euro compared to 24 billion euro worth of deals in 2021. Stephen Keogh is head of corporate and M&A at William Fry. He joins me in studio now. Stephen, a 38% fall in deal values, but you say activity remains strong last year. Why is that?
Morning, Adam. Yes, that's right. I think we have to remember that the prior year, 2021, was an absolute record year, not just in Ireland, but all around the world for M&A activity. So 2022 was always going to be a challenging year in terms of trying to match those numbers. It stayed strong because the post-pandemic boom just lasted probably longer than a lot of people expected. So it wasn't just a 12-month thing. It lasted well into the middle of 2022. And it was only towards the end of last year that we began to see the M&A numbers start to drop.
Overseas investors still making up a significant amount of the activity here. I think about two-thirds of the value. The US still a key source of activity in terms of deals here?
Yes, that's right. So between the US and the UK, those two jurisdictions would make up the largest numbers of our inward buyers, our inward investment. And I think that's for the traditional reasons that are well rehearsed at this stage. It's a favourable tax regime. It's a very educated workforce. And also they're typically interested in, high tech, high value areas. And those, of course, are areas in which the Irish economy tends to excel.
Looking ahead, then, interest rates obviously have risen sharply in recent months. More increases probably coming, certainly in Europe. Anyway, we're expecting fairly slow growth as well, particularly in the likes of the US. Is that going to all hinder growth this year?
It is. I mean, certainly in terms of the M&A market, that's directly affected by the cost of capital, which means the interest rates. So, high interest rates are not conducive to high levels of M&A activity. Having said that, I think one of the most important things for the market is stability and having a sense of the direction of travel. And, once people get a feel for that the interest rates have possibly topped out, then I think that will be helpful to Irish M&A activity.
Could that tougher environment encourage deal making? I'm thinking of struggling firms maybe looking to buddy up or ones that are vulnerable then to acquisition because they're not dealing so well with those higher interest rates.
Yes, that's absolutely right. Sellers have a myriad of reasons for selling and buyers have lots of reasons for buying. And, sometimes those are situations that you've just described where maybe sellers don't have as much choice as they'd like. And also another factor is that sort of environment can encourage more realistic valuations sometimes. And so that helps sellers adjust to the sort of price ranges that might be on offer now.
You reference in your report the screening of third country investments bill, which is making its way through the Oireachtas at the moment. What exactly is that about and what do you think it's going to do to deal making in Ireland?
So that's a new regime that's being driven at an EU level. It's aimed at protecting critical European privately owned assets from falling into potentially hostile hands in non-EU member states. So that's due to come into force, as you say, probably later this year. And it's going to be a similar regime to the mergers control regime where we currently have the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission examining transactions. This will be slightly different and it'll be examining transactions from the point of view of whether or not the assets that are for sale are potentially critical bits of infrastructure, like, for example, energy producing assets or potentially critical intellectual property technology assets. And it is going to have an impact on deal timelines and also deal certainty, particularly while we get used to the new regime and see how it functions.
Okay, Stephen Keogh, Head of Corporate and M&A at William Fry, thank you very much for that.